No, because I think that's a compliment to you. That's impulsive on the child's part, and it shows that the child thinks the mother will go along and do something that's worthwhile. It compliments the mother on the fact that the child thinks that she will do something for others rather than waiting to be asked to do it.
How do you get children to bed at a reasonable hour and keep them there?
By having a set hour for bed and having them go at that time. And keep them there. I never had any trouble in keeping them there because they knew when they went, they stayed there. If they didn't stay there, they get a little of the stick that made them stay there.
Suppose they want to get up to get a glass of milk.
Well, they don't. They don't eat after meals. They don't eat between meals.
Well, wouldn't that extra nourishment help them?
Well, maybe it would, but it was a rule in our house that you didn't eat between meals, and you certainly didn't eat after dinner at night. That you went to bed from dinner time till breakfast the next morning without anything to eat. That helped discipline. It also helped the child because it gave the inner self chance to rest and work.
If you tell a child something and he says, but sister says it's exact opposite, do you retire defeated or tell them that sister may be wrong?
I never retire defeated, certainly. You can call sister on the telephone and talk to her. Talk the thing over with her. And yet, you never want to say to a child that sister is wrong. Unless you are very sure that she has been misunderstood or that something is mixed up some way. Always give sister the benefit of the doubt. The child must always say sister is right.
So there is a likelihood that the child hasn't gotten it right.
Something wrong in the misconception of it.
How much responsibility should children of the age of 7 and 10 have for the care of their own things, toys and clothes and school equipment?
Complete responsibility by the time they're 7. They should have the complete responsibility of keeping their things in where they belong and where they can get them when they need them, especially their school things when they started school, and before that their playthings.
Is no always no, even on second thought? Even though on second thought you'd like to change your mind?
No should always be no. Of course, there are circumstances that you could be a little lenient about, but as an ordinary rule, I'd say no is no.
Does it make any difference whether the child gives his own money or money supplied by parents for the Sunday collection, ransoming pagan babies, and so on? Is one way or the other better in establishing the habit of regular giving?
Well, in order to have a regular established habit, you'd have to have a regular established habit of giving a child money. A child would have to regularly get a certain amount of money in order to give some money. And we never lived by that rule until children went to high school and had to have money for transportation, something of that sort. They never had money of their own except just what was given to them, like each day, or what was given to them for different things in school.
Should pocket money be a gift or should it be earned?